Business owners, beware. The Paycheck Protection Program loan scams are like spring flowers in full bloom for this Money Monday on Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Money Monday. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by making you aware of the latest scam involving business owners and the new SBA payroll protection program that is out there right now. So for those of you who are regular viewers of the show, we talked about how to apply for this and the economic disaster injury loan strategy a couple of weeks ago on the Friday show. Well, I have another update for you. Last week, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, filed suit against a company called Ponte Investments LLC. This company created a website called SBA Loan Program, and they were fraudulently taking applications under the auspices of helping these business owners skate through the application process. So not only did the defrauded, and thousands of them, by the way, not only did the defrauded not get applied for the program, and now, what do we know? The money is already gone or spoken for. Not only did these business owners apply for this through this website, but now not only are they not going to get the money, but they've also given up sensitive data, corporate confidential data that can be misused by the individuals that have received this data. It's very, very unfortunate what's happened. This is just the prime time when any type of crisis hits, whether it's weather-related, economic-related, pandemic-related, any time that there is a natural disaster or a crisis, scam artists rear their ugly heads and they come out to take advantage of folks, whether they're posing as fraudulent charities, trying to raise funds and scamming your investment dollars, or for things like this, trying to help you facilitate some sort of relief for you and your employees. So it's very, very unfortunate. But there are some things that you can do to protect yourself. Always remember that the federal government will not solicit this information from you. The application process should be processed through your bank that you regularly bank with. A lot of banks, because of the large number of applications, have limited their lending to existing customers only. So when you apply for this loan, you want to make sure that you do it with your existing bank. All right. For more resources, you can visit the SBA.gov website. You can also find it on my website on this show page at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. But visit that website. So SBA.gov/coronavirus. That's where you're going to be able to find all the details on how to apply for the program. Fingers are crossed for business owners hoping to get a second round of disbursements, but the first round has already been spoken for. So, folks, all of the loans have been committed. They're just being funded now by banks. And so that's where we are with this. So there is no more money available. But when you go, some tips that you need to know about as a business owner or an individual, these government websites or government-related websites are not going to take your Social Security number or your business tax ID number or request credit card payments up front or any kind of nonsense like that, financial disclosure, bank account information. None of that stuff will be asked for online. And if you are asked for that, don't do it. Additionally, there's a huge email marketing push right now. So if you get one of these phishing emails, they're right now, they're just phishing. We haven't seen any malicious download of code yet, but you know, that's always coming. So we have to be careful of that. But if you get one of these emails, do not click on the links, delete it, destroy it immediately, and block that sender from your email box. Again, if it is a legitimate offer, you will visit the website of your own volition. You will visit your banking website. Only use websites that you've visited previously and trust the level of security. If your bank is encouraging you to apply online, call them directly and ask them for the specific link, because there's all of these spoof websites out there that look and feel just like your bank's website. So you want to make sure that you're accessing the accurate data. Or better yet, schedule an appointment and go in, because banks are still open. They're maintaining social distancing, but you still can get in to see your banker and do business face to face, albeit 6 feet apart. So those are your great resources that you can use right now. If you have become a victim of this, please report it to your authorities, your local authorities. Also, make sure that if you have any passwords and you've divulged any information like your credit card, go and change those numbers, report them as lost or stolen, change all of your passwords on websites for banking information that you access regularly, change email addresses, do whatever you can to protect yourself if you have accidentally visited this particular website or other websites like this that may have obtained your information fraudulently. For more great resources to help you avoid identity theft, frauds, and scams, please visit our sister website at moneycreditandyou.com. And for more great resources, compelling interviews, tools and information to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now today, well, just visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Cabin fever got you down? Well, I've got the cure. Join me as I speak live for the entrepreneurship and business track at the largest gathering of free minds this summer. For Unlock Your Wealth fans, they have extended the early bird registration for Freedom Fest until April 30th. Just go to my website at unlockyourwealth.com and click on the Freedom Fest link so you can join us this summer and learn more about your liberty and your wealth, as we have top speakers like Steve Forbes, John Stossel, Dr. Mark Skousen, the Way of the Renaissance Man, and number one market analyst Jim Woods, economist Stephen Moore, and of course Jordan Peterson, the Anthem Film Festival, and so much more. So to get the details and grab your early bird discount now, visit unlockyourwealth.com/freedomfest. See you there.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.